Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Pastor Sipho Ngweng, yeah, with You Are High and Lifted. Don't kill me now for closing that one, because I made a promise to you earlier on, and you know me and fulfilling promises. I want to make sure that I deliver on it. So we're talking all things joyous celebration weekend coming up. And on the line today, I have Ngubeko Mbatha. Good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon. Actually, you have Ngubeko Memela.
Oh, really? You know what? But Ngubeko, I was actually talking earlier on. I was so shocked as well. I said, but is Ngubeko still a Jezebelation? Wasn't it magic? Wasn't it magic hands after that?
No, this is Ngubeko Memela.
All right. My apologies, Ngubeko. Welcome. I made the call and I was like, yo, I can't believe he's back again. All right. But anyway, thank you so much, Ngubeko. Now, tell us, first, let's talk about you. Who are you within your celebration? What role do you play?
Yo, I'm just a guy who just recently, 2022, I just joined on sometime 2022. I'm singing bass.
Do we still have that baritone?
Yeah.
So you joined them 2022?
Yes, 2022. There was a competition on which three of us made it. It was Anele, Bello, and myself.
I was going to say the one with Bello, right?
Yes.
And how have you found it? Let's talk about that. How have you found it? How has your journey been in the past 2 years?
I think we often don't really realize what a production joyous celebration is.
Mm.
It is one thing to dream being part of that because you only see the music.
Exactly.
But the whole production side of things, Yabana, you just become an awe of the amount of work that these guys are putting in. So
yes.
I've been learning, I've been amazed with the level of professionalism, the level of musicality, the level of commitment that these people give to make this production that we see and celebrate.
And tell me, now you used to watch them and you used to follow Joyous Celebration, and then one day you found yourself on the stage, obviously, and the adjustment, let's talk about the adjustment, and now suddenly Luko is now calling you Ngubeko Mbatha. So I can imagine the confusion. I can imagine with your name being so famous.
It's actually funny because I never thought I was going to make it. You know, the funny story is that when I joined, actually my friend put up a video for me.
Are you serious?
Because I said that, no, I'm too old, I'm busy with other things. Maybe they might not be interested, and all those type of things. And when I actually made it, when they called, the first call that I got, I think the lady called and said, listen, you made it to the top 20. Please send us another video. And I just dropped the call. I was like, they're playing prank.
It's a prank.
It's a prank, Because I couldn't remember entering any competition, more especially from Joyous Celebration.
Yeah.
But they had to call me 3 times to actually realize, this thing is actually true,
So every time they called you, they're bluffing.
The first one, I was like, no. And when I spoke to my friend, and he said, remember when you spoke that night? I was like, yeah. He said, I did send a video of you.
Oh, my word. So you did not even know he had sent it until you got the call.
We spoke about it, and I said, I'm too old. But I'm not even that old. I'm too old, and I'm sure that the people won't be interested in my singing. And when they called, I was like, no way.
You're kidding me. And then you joined and you got into that big stage. There's that thing they call imposter syndrome when you feel like, I'm not good enough. Didn't you get that?
Yeah. Can you imagine? You're also singing with people that you've been,
admiring from afar.
That inspire you. The people that you've admired for such a long time. Now, everyone is here. And everyone is waiting to hear you sing. And they're like,
for a moment, you got starstruck. You're like, do I sing? Do I greet these people? What do I do?
I tell you, first day of rehearsal, I was one of the people who were very early. because I said to myself, when they enter, they have to enter when I'm seated, because I'm not too sure if I was going to be able to enter when they're already there. So I came, I think, at around 9, and when they got there, they found me.
Oh, and then along the journey, I believe there was a recording. There's a recording that you've been part of already.
Yes.
How did that feel?
So, as I said earlier on, I think we never realize the amount of work that we have put on for the show.
Yeah.
And with 2022, I toured with them, but for the recording, the rehearsals, the amount of music, the lyric content, it was just a lot. I was panicking to such an extremity. On the first day, I forgot lyrics.
Oh, shame, man. I can imagine from just singing, you know, on your videos at church, and suddenly you're on this big stage and you have to remember all these new songs.
And everyone is waiting to hear. And also, a very different song. You know, it's not a churchy kind of song. You know,
yeah.
It's a kind of song that you have to sit and you have to listen. It has so many lyrics. And I have to remember all these lyrics. And everyone is watching at me, and I'm like...
And you probably wanted to say, you wanted to call your friend, hey, now what were you doing? What were you thinking?
But there's no turning back from there.
Oh, man. All right, so let's talk, you know, you recorded that album, and now you guys are actually launching this coming Saturday. Tell us more about it. What should we expect? Before we talk about where it's going to be, what should we expect? What are you guys bringing on that stage?
You know, though this is only my second recording, I've learned that just never start anything the same. So we recorded this album in Durban, and the whole thing was getting back to our roots and to the same music that we grew up listening to. We brought that element, yes, with a bit of what is happening today, you know, just as we always have a variety of music and genres. So we did record that album in Durban, and now we'll be launching it in Pretoria in just a few days.
Okay. Oh, that's amazing. Yes, yes. So you're ready to dance your shoes off.
Listen.
What are you bringing? Just the songs that you've already recorded, or are there some twists and turns there that we should be looking forward to?
You always have to expect a bit of surprise. But we definitely will be launching this new album. But I'm saying expect the unexpected, because there's always something new. You know, when we got to Durban, many people did not know that we already had 3 new members. And the 3 new members, they debuted the show there in Durban. So we might just meet someone new this coming weekend.
Okay. You know why I'm asking? I think I'm cheating a little bit. When I found out about it, I think Kaya had shared something on social media, and he was like, what outfit will I be wearing? So I'm thinking, are these people changing outfits even?
Yes. And everyone is wearing their traditional attire. I'll be on Ibish, because I'm Zulu from Kenya. I'll try to do something more warm.
So, thank you. Please be warm. Otherwise, you will lose that voice.
I'm telling you. So, even that. Okay, that's another thing. We dress. It's not only music. Have you seen the uniform, the costumes?
Yeah.
It's a whole production out there.
I love the sound of that.
It's a whole production.
So it's this coming Saturday, you said. What's the date? What time? You know what? And I want you to emphasize on time. 1 year I went to another band, a South African one, at Sun Arena. Yes. Did I not wait more than an hour on a queue?
And I tell you, Jeff, always a big number. So it's best that you come early. It's on Saturday, on the 6th of July. The show will start at 7:30, so you have to be there earlier so that you are seated, waiting for the show at Hartford Arena in Pretoria. I believe the address is 1000 Fort Trekker Road, and the tickets are still on. And Abantu should get that ticket while there's still tickets, because I'm sure by Friday, they should all be finished.
And you guys are known for selling out. So, you know what's best for you?
Pretoria,
get that ticket.
People from Pretoria, even Joburg, please come. Make sure that you guys come.
This
goodness. And we're praising the Lord. Come, let's praise the Lord.
Okay, so how do we get the tickets? Where do we buy them? Web ticket, compu ticket, where exactly?
Web tickets, Also, Pick and Pay. If one ticket is far from you or okay. you're not online, just go Pick and Pay. Get those tickets. They start from $200 to $500.
All right. So I'm gonna play Behlanziwe. But I know, you know, there's always those little stories, you know, when we were rehearsing, you know, when this song was sung, when this happened. Tell us just one, two things, interesting things about this song before I let you go, Ngubeko.
Okay. There's this thing that you normally do. I believe it's a custom of a choir. Mm-hmm. If you are there for the first time, they make you sing a song.
Okay.
So I think when Nomti, because Nomti is one of the new members, that recently joined the choir. So she sang the song, and we thought that was just a song that she was going to introduce herself with. And Babunki said, you know what? That way you are singing this song, we're going to record that song. Because
oh, wow.
Traditionally, because she brought another element, and I'm sure your listeners will definitely enjoy this song. Because that she does, and it's so nice. And Babunki said, we're going to record the song just as it is.
Oh, thank you so much, Ngubeko. Thank you for your time and thank you for contributing so amazingly into the ensemble. We really, really do enjoy your music. And thank you for taking out of your busy schedule and having this conversation with me. Have a great day and all the best for Saturday.
Thank you so much. You know, I've actually enjoyed this break because we are busy to treat ourselves.
That's why Kaya said to me, I sent Kaya a voice note and then he responded. It said, Chom, please send a text. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe. Because I know Kaya's always busy. So you guys are busy preparing for us.
Well, I'm happy to be taking this break. I wish it was an hour.
you should have told me. I would have made you cheat for an entire hour. Thanks, Ngubeko. Have a blessed day.
Really appreciate you. Thank you so much. Bye.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.